Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Forget about the slow news day here at Big D Country. What was that? So, I just had a crazy nightmare, okay? And so, let me put the Facebook and then I'll put in it the contact. My heart is beating so fast still. I mean, I was beating like I was having a heart attack. Somehow I woke up before that even happened. My heart was beating and I felt it beating so fast. Even in the dream, I felt it beating. And I still feel it beating right now. It's biting so damn fast. Holy crap. Okay. Wow. Now, I don't know if my brother Tyrone passed of a heart attack in a dream. Because they kept saying that he died in his sleep, and he even said in the funeral that he had died in his sleep when he woke up in heaven. My heart was like pounding like I was going to have a heart attack and pass away. Because that's how scared I was. Okay, now this is, see, I'm gonna read to you what I told what I said in Facebook just now, and then I'm gonna give content about the dream. Okay. I said, now I know why people die in their sleep because of a heart attack. And I should put down, I didn't know how my friend Tyrone died, but other people died of heart attacks in their dream too. But while having a nightmare, now I know why people die in their dream because of a heart attack while having a nightmare. Mine was about I died, past train, and me and my wife. Me and my wife's spirit flying through the train at a change place in Jersey City. And now, you gotta understand the context that this is a dream, okay? Because, obviously, my wife is in heaven. But then, I died, and instead of my wife actually picking me up to go to heaven, my wife and I found myself and exchange place, flying through the exchange place tunnel, because their station is a tunnel, before going to the World Trade Center in New York City. And yes, New York City still have a World Trade Center subway tunnel. And so, me and my wife's spirit was flying through past train, and now here's the rest of the part what I was saying before I get content to the dream. So, and as we was flying, I asked my wife, how did you know that I almost died under a PATH train one day? She told me that I remember that, you explained it to me. My heart was beating so fast that I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Wow. Yeah, it was just like that. It was like, wow. I mean, that cat was unbelievable. I mean, it was so real. And then, okay, so let me give you contents of the dream. It was like so freaking real. Okay, so here it is. I died. Okay. Then, my spirit, for some reason, instead of going to the light, straight to the light, and up to heaven, here comes my wife, and then we're both in the same place. We're flying through. Here comes the PATH train. And we're flying right through it. Yet I was scared, but then I should have been scared because knowing that I was a spirit. And for some reason, my wife was with me. And then I was like, honey, how in the world did you know that I almost died because of an incident on a PATH train? And remember you told me, well, let me tell you the more of the substance of the, I don't know why I had this dream, by the way. Because one day I was going, this is when I used to live in the Northeast, and one day I did go to a travel school, but it was in New York City, and I had to go on a PATH train, okay? And then I was returning back to where I lived back then at the time, okay? I had to go to 33rd Street, but then I had to travel to General Square, and it changed it to the northbound PATH train, which was the last stop, okay? So, I don't like the wind going through, coming from New York, PATH train, because sometimes they scare you off, or like, sometimes they're doing the horn at the tunnel, you hear, ah, ah, but it'd be so loud, it jumps you out to your seat. It's like, you never want to be caught sleeping in the PATH train in the tunnel, because it's so loud. It is so crapping loud. And that's what happened in my dream, because I remember hearing the horn in the dream. And because I guess some reason the conductors were able to see it, and somebody was trying to stop the train, because I guess they also even thought, for some kind of strange reason, I thought people can't see spirits, but some people do. Okay, the conductor did, and the other people on the train, I guess, did. Somebody was trying to stop the train. Because, okay, now let me tell you what this substance of what happened. So, I got off the train, attempting to get off the train, just like normal, walking off the train, when all of a sudden, I was in between where the train and the yellow line meets, okay, because there was a gap, I guess, obviously. Nobody didn't warn me or warn anybody about the gap. You know, usually some other people usually say, watch the gap as you cross the train. And next thing you know, my arm was on the train. My body was in between the gap and the train. And for some reason, I didn't yell. Because if I knew, if I would have yelled, that would have been all she wrote. I wouldn't be doing the big D zone. I kid you not, I would not be doing the big D zone now. Because I was like holding on to dear life. And then the next thing I remember, all I remember was somebody saying, why, Anchor? Oh, no, not Anchor. Why, my recorder, why? I was almost finished telling about the damn dream, and you had to stop in the middle. Now I gotta have a freaking part two. Oh, I hate what I had to do part one and part two. I hate it. Will you let me explain the story before my dream escape? Okay? Because what if I would have died and nobody would have known? The only person would have found me is the maintenance man. Now, problem is, my rent is paid up for December, so it could be 3 months my body could be laying in here. It could be 3 months. Okay? 3 months. But, nonetheless, let me finish what I was going to say. So, I screamed. No, I didn't scream, I should say. I was quiet. For some reason, the Lord told me not to be quiet. I mean, I can't think. The Lord told me to be quiet, okay, and not to scream. So, I listened. I did. He told me not to scream. But the lady, on the other hand, it was a woman's voice. I remember it to this day, like it was yesterday. The woman said, oh my God. Oh my God. Well, she said it once, but all I remember hearing it was, oh my God. And then I hanged on to the bottom of the train for damn dear life. For damn dear life. And then I remember some people was picking me up because the train didn't move. Thank God for that smart conductor, because the train didn't move. Okay? And now this wasn't a dream. This was in real life, by the way. I'm trying to give you substance of why did I have this dream a long time ago, and it affected me now. It's beyond me. But they got me up, and I was able to go back with, you know, I don't know if I had a bruise or anything like that. I mean, I only slipped halfway, like I was getting ready to fall. But like I was saying, I was hanging on to dear life. Dear life. And when that lady said, "Oh my God," I knew that something was in trouble, or I knew that I was in trouble. But in the dream, I already died. I was like in my spirit, okay? My spirit, and then my wife's spirit joined me, okay? So why did I have this dream so long? And this accident was even way before I got married, and I explained to her that I almost didn't get married. I wasn't even here, almost here, because of that accident. Coming home from travel school. Why did I have this dream now? My heart was beating so fast. I was like, my heart was beating not only in the dream, I felt it in my body. I literally felt it like, it was like so fast, like and I woke up feeling a heart attack, like, am I going to have a heart attack? And somehow I woke up. Somehow I woke up. It had to be the CEO. It had to be the CEO because I woke up. Why am I to surviving not only this pandemic, but why am I chosen to live through this dream? Why? I know this was the second time that I saw my wife, but this time was a spirit, but this time was in a nightmare. And that horn, that undescribable horn that you heard in part one, and I hated being part two. Wow. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. My heart is still racing a little bit. Man, why? Why? Cat. Cat.